Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
The perfect introduction to our next guest who has been to the hearts of so many people for so many years, and it's hard to believe that this year is the 39th year. We're talking about the 2016 Bikers for Kids Newcastle Toy Runner, the man who works very, very hard, not just one night a year, but many, many nights during the year. Big John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What a beautiful day.
It is a lovely day, even though there's a little bit of cloud around. It's magic, and the magic of Christmas isn't too far away, and I would imagine for you and the rest of your little or not so little helpers, it's pivotal this weekend. Can't believe it. I really can't believe it. The event now in its 39th year. Did you see it lasting this long?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When it first started, it was too good an event not to last this long for the children. It was a case of someone had to do it, and the bikers of Newcastle put their hand up and turned around and supported me in it. And we knew it was going to keep going, and we hope it's going to go on for another 100 years.
I've got a problem, though. I don't think you and I are going to be here in 100 years' time. You might be, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be.
But everyone that supported is going to leave a legacy. So every bike that comes along and supports the Toy Run is leaving a legacy for other people to follow. I've got young blokes now coming along that their grandfathers rode on the Toy Run, and they're riding on the Toy Run. So we are definitely leaving a legacy.
Well, the interesting part about it is that all these years on, it is just getting bigger and bigger. Do you remember how many riders you had for the very first one?
25.
Wow, okay.
And we just built from there. So, but without the motorcycle riders and people of the Hunter Valley, Newcastle and Lake Macquarie areas, it would be nothing. They're the people that get behind it because they realise that there's a lot of children out there that don't have much of Christmas time.
And here's the real reality of it. And I love seeing the bikes on their way home after the event. You see so many, you can see the smiles through the helmets of people riding home, but you'll occasionally see a guy riding along and you think, if I looked at him sideways, he would bend me in directions that my body's not meant to go. But when it comes to doing something fun for the kids and having that teddy bear stuck on the front of his bike, all bets are off for the day, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And everyone tells me they get on that run and as soon as they leave, there's just this feeling of goodwill that everyone's doing something for their children, not for anyone else, but they're doing it for their children, and they get the benefit themselves out of it. So it's unreal.
If you're new to the area and you're not too sure what we're talking about, it's in aid of the Salvation Army. It happens every year. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as we said, 39 years on. And if you're a motorcyclist or a scooterist or whatever your bike is, if it's got an engine and two wheels, you can take part in it. John, how do you get involved if you've never been involved before?
Yep, rock up at Stockton Dulles Park, easy to find, between 8, 9, we leave at 10 o'clock on the dot, we got food, we got drinks, the Scouts are putting on a barbecue for us over there, so they're involved, and at 10 o'clock we leave for the Newcastle foreshore with around about 12,000 motorcycles.
And there's the thing, there's the rub. I've done the arithmetic, and that's a lot more than 29 when you started.
Absolutely. But without the people supporting us, we wouldn't have it. And so we must have a good thing going for the people to realise that there's a need to support the kids out there and the need to support us in supporting the children. So, unreal.
You know, you learn something new every day, John, and I didn't realise that this particular ride, not only is it the oldest annual event, but the only roads and maritime services and police-approved and escorted ride. You've got to be proud of that.
Absolutely. The police have escorted us from the days of Gateshead, and then they got maritime involved in it. And it just shows you how much the people in Newcastle and the police and the maritime services look on the ride as such a good thing.
Absolutely, and getting bigger and bigger every year. As you'd imagine, with around about 12,000 bikes, that is going to cause a few delays on the roads this Sunday. If you want some more details of where the ride will go, head to Live Traffic New South Wales. They've popped up the whole route for the Bikers Toy Run. Big John, again, a job well done. Turn up on Sunday at Stockton, but make sure you don't forget the present. Big or small, more presents the better, and congratulations on your 39th year. And, yeah, he's looking forward to the 40th as well. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for supporting us for all these years. So it's great. And the riders from your station that support us too. So thank you very much. Uncle Dave is going to be there as MC this year. So woohoo!
Yeah, and if you've never met Dave, just look for the man who's looking at his reflection in the chrome on his Harley Davidson. Oh, don't tell him I said that. Sorry. I think I should go now, Big John. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
It is our pleasure. That's what 2NUR-FM is here for. And just a reminder, as I said, motorcyclist, scooterist, it does not matter. Whatever bike you ride, they'd love to see you this weekend because every little thing puts a bigger smile on kids' faces. And let's face it, that's what Christmas is all about.
2NUR-FM 103.7.